Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Send an email over to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I ran. A young world crashing around me.
It's heart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters, very talented ladies. Quick, glad you're here. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Bishop. And Chris, I need your website one more time, please.
Yes, improvisingcareers.com.
He's a writer, a speaker, a futurist, folks. He's got a credential. You'll just enjoy reading all the stuff he's done in his life. Very interesting individual, highly intelligent. Chris, thanks again for being here. You've been giving us a good report on when the future visited Brooklyn. Some speakers
yeah.
that were there. When I think about the challenges that small businesses have these days, it's how to stay up with the technology that's going on and how to stay relevant and how to make sure that whenever there's new technology, what that does to us is it gives more than ever before our customers new expectations. It empowers them with new expectations, so they leave us and they don't realize they're leaving us. They're just moving on to a new expectation. If we can't fulfill that expectation, then we become irrelevant. That's the concern. That's what I'm worried about for small businesses. Now that's just in the digital age. Now comes quantum computers, and Chris, I can't even imagine how far back in the dust some people are going to be left when quantum computers become ubiquitous. What do you think?
Well, I think it's true, but you know, like rate and pace of adoption of technology, as your listeners know, you know, varies. I mean, they're early adopters, and then they're Luddites, they're people who really get it, and then there's sort of a bell curve, so that with any luck, the middle population or demographic, you know, understands the power of the technology to drive their business model. Small businesses certainly, you know, fall in that category. I think the exciting thing about quantum computing, and this is definitely, you know, futuristic, because these machines, at the risk of getting granular, they current computers, classical computing, as they call it, you know, a switch is either on or off. It's a one or a zero. But quantum computing uses something called qubits, which can be both states at the same time. So anyway, that's if you're interested, there's a company called D-Wave that's doing this. Now, it's pretty esoteric at this point because these quantum computers need to run like 1 degree above absolute zero in a perfect vacuum or something.
Huh.
So it's you know, we're years away from broad adoption. But that said, Google is investigating it. The exciting thing to me about quantum computing and the way it'll drive and transform the use of computing is that it's going to be able, because it's so much faster and can handle so much more data and run much more complex calculations, it's going to help us solve what historically might have been intractable problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the exciting thing to me.
But it's
healthcare.
Also going to, over time, it's going to empower
yes.
customers with these
absolutely.
New expectations, and you know, I'm that's the reason why I'm just telling. And I've been doing this for 20 years. In 98, I told my folks when I first started doing my show in 97, you've got to stay up with technology, or you're not going to make it.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair statement. I mean, companies, and you know, it's not like you have to buy, you know, run out and look at buying a quantum computer today,
right,
but the idea is technology continues to be a driver of successful businesses. I mean, companies, small and large, again, I worked at IBM, and I've also been a freelance entrepreneur, writer, speaker, so as a consultant. But technology has the ability to, you know, today to differentiate, to improve customer interaction, customer sat.
Mm-hmm.
To exploit brand awareness, to attract talent from an employee perspective, to
But doing all those things is natural to us. Doing it with the new technology is not always natural to us. The thing I've been trying to tell small business owners for 20 years is you don't have to win this race, but you do have to be in the race.
You have to be in the race. And I would also say, I mean, to quote John Patrick, a legendary IBM internet guru guy who sort of led the charge along with a couple of colleagues back mm-hmm. in the mid to late 90s. I mean, he'd say, if you don't know how to do it, find someone who doesn't know it's supposed to be hard.
That's right. And small business owners can deal with that because when people ask them, how did you do this, they say, we didn't know we weren't supposed to.
Yeah, get a millennial or get a teenager or whatever.
That's right.
And tell them what you need because, you know, you, the small business owner, have the awareness of what the company does.
God bless our millennials, Chris. I need your website one more time.
ImprovisingCareers.com.
Will you come back again? You got more to teach us.
Yeah, I would love to come back. Thanks. I always enjoy being here.
Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, and I want to remind you before I go, always.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.